Chapter 8. I slid out from behind the wheel of the car, glanced up and down the street, and then tapped the roof of the car to let Norma know it was safe to get out. We had just taken one of my everyday cars tonight, since I had let Eileen and Elizabeth take the armored car. They would be more in danger from their two targets than Norma and I were in danger from Honeybee. After all, Honeybee didn't exactly use force to accomplish what she wanted. Instead, she used the giant stinger on her plump ass to create mind-controlled drones out of unsuspecting civilians. And then she made them do her dirty work. In that way, she worked similarly to Mayhem, but instead of using nanobots to control her victims' actions, Honeybee just used whatever toxin was in her stinger. But even though, on the one hand, it was smart to use drones to do her dirty work, it also made it really fucking easy to track her down. All we had to do was follow the trail of destruction that her little worker bees left in their wake, and then we would eventually catch up to her.
So, where are we going exactly?
Norma asked as she shut the car door. Oh, just around the corner, I said with a grin. You'll see the place. I heard it on the police scanner.
Well, I'm sure as fuck ready. We've been tracking her all day.
But we know she wasn't really going to get going until the sun went down, I said as I started to lead the way toward the next cross street. She's a bit of a night owl, so she prefers to go out when it's dark.
Only because that's when all the bars are open for business. Honeybee might be a night owl, but she's also a heavy fucking drinker.
Well, at least it makes her predictable. We know she likes to go after bar patrons, especially men.
Especially men who fall for her pretty face and ignore the fact that there's a giant stinger sticking out of her ass.
Norma said as she pulled her hooded mask down over her face. Well, I don't know if it's that giant. I think it might be a little more subtle than that, so she can just slide up next to a man and sting him before he even knows what happened.
Still, half of the chaos that we've seen tonight could have been avoided if men just kept their heads on straight.
No. Not everyone can flirt and keep an eye out for danger at the same time.
You mean that not everyone is you?
My mousy assistant said with a roll of her eyes. Well, yeah, I said with a smirk. Am I wrong?
No. I've been around long enough to know how much of a multitasker you are. You can damn near multitask as well as Eileen.
I don't know if I'd go that far, I said as we approached our turn. But it is rather close. So, does that mean you've been watching me flirt with other girls, Norma?
What?
My nerdy assistant stammered, but she shook her head.
No, it's not like, I mean, it's just that...
You're not jealous, are you? I grinned.
No!
Norma said immediately, even though I could see enough of her skin through her mask to tell how pink she had just blushed. Oh, I'm only teasing. After all, why would you care enough to notice how I flirt with the other women? You're above all that kind of shit, aren't you?
Yes.
But when my mousy assistant immediately grew quiet, I knew that I had struck a nerve. She probably didn't think that I was aware of how deeply she was in love with me, but that would have been obvious to a blind man. Of course, I pretended not to notice so I wouldn't make her feel awkward around me. I didn't want to do anything that would take away from what a good team we were together. And besides, I figured that it was only a matter of time before she was comfortable enough to tell me how she felt. In fact, it would probably be right about the same time that she figured out how powerful she really was. Ready?
For what?
Norma glanced at me and then pushed her glasses up inside her mask. I just grinned beneath my helmet and gestured for her to lead the way around the corner to Honeybee's last known location. As soon as Norma stepped forward, I followed right behind her, so we both spotted the supervillain's most recent trail of destruction at the same time. Honeybee had last been spotted at a bar on High Street, but the moment we turned around the corner, I saw that she had set the whole place on fire when she left it. Firefighters had just managed to extinguish the tallest flames, but there were still a few smaller fires inside the burned-out shell of a building, and from the looks of it, the restaurant next door to the bar had also received a lot of damage from the blaze. Firefighters continued to spray down what was left of the fire, while paramedics clustered around a dozen bar patrons, who looked like they had inhaled more than their fair share of smoke. But since there was no sign of anyone who looked like they weren't quite in their right mind, I figured that Honeybee and her drones must have moved on to another spot in town. I wasn't surprised that they weren't here. Based on when the report about the fire had come in, I had known that by the time we got here, we would be too late to catch her. But it was the closest that we had gotten to her yet, so I would take it. After all, Honeybee was a kind of seductress, just like Arachne had been, so I knew that she enjoyed the thrill of the chase, just like I was willing to bet that she also enjoyed being chased, instead of always having to do the chasing herself. I was certain that she knew we were on her trail, especially since the destruction she left behind kept getting grander and bigger. And that meant, eventually, she wanted us to catch up to her. Sure, she thought it was all just some big game of seduction that she would ultimately win, but well, that was only because she didn't know one very important secret. Norma and I were immune to her stinger. We might not have been completely immune to her charms, of course, but I had made some improvements to our suits during the last week with the hope that we would get to go up against Honeybee sooner or later. After I killed the Shadow Knight, I had known it would only be a matter of time before Honeybee came out to play, especially since Dan Slade had been such a drag to play with. No, Honeybee needed a real man to take her down, not some asexual feather-caped wannabe hero. And I was just the man for the fucking job. She would be desperate to make me one of her drones, naturally. But by the time she figured out that our suits protected us from her stinger and from her pheromones, it would be too late for her.
Fuck.
Norma said with a little whistle.
That's some next level shit.
I think she might be getting excited. She must have had her drones set at least half a dozen fires to make the building go up in flames so fast.
So does that mean at least six drones, or do you think there are more?
Probably more. She's been very active today, and she's been moving from bar to bar for the last 2 hours.
Drones are the worst. I know we can't really kill them since they're actual civilians and all of that, who just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and blah, 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 but it sure would make things fucking easier.
Trust me, I know. But they can't really help that they're controlled by a supervillain's toxic venom, basically, so they don't deserve to die. Not for that reason, anyway.
They might be controlled by her venom, but I still think they should be able to keep it in their pants. So what do we do now? Move on to our next location?
No. She clearly did this for show. She wants us to admire it. And that means she can't be far from here.
So?
So we admire it, I said with a grin. We walk around, take a look at the damage, ask a few questions to see if anybody saw anything. And then we should have enough clues to find her next target.
Well, if this is the closest that we've gotten to her so far, I'm sure it won't be that long before we catch up.
We headed toward the closest group of paramedics and victims. This cluster wasn't badly enough off that they had to be carted off to the hospital, but two of them sat on the back of the ambulance and took turns inhaling extra oxygen into their smoky lungs. Hey, back up, this is a crime scene. One of the firefighters said when he saw us approach. We can't have... Can it, Jake? A second firefighter said. Well, haven't you ever turned on your damn television? That's the fucking evil genius! The who? The first firefighter asked. Don't worry about him, sir. The second firefighter told me. You and your lady friend, go right ahead and do whatever it is you need to do. Thanks, I said with a nod. After Norma and I moved past him, my assistant turned to glare at me.
Your lady friend? You know that's insulting, right?
Well, to be fair, you don't actually have a superhero name yet. I couldn't just say, oh, this is Norma. Now please go look up all of her personal information, you know?
I guess so.
Besides, at least the first firefighter didn't recognize either of us, not just you. Although I did find that a little bit insulting.
Oh, it's good for your ego. It helps keep you grounded.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I grinned.
Oh, I...
Sorry, you're all having such a rough night. I cut her off when we reached the first group of victims and paramedics. I'd like to just ask you all a couple questions to try to track down who did this to you.
It was Honeybee.
One of the paramedics said.
She tried to burn this whole street down, and she would have too if the firefighters hadn't shown up when they did.
That's nice, I said as I rolled my eyes inside my helmet. But maybe I could hear it from someone who was actually there, instead of someone who just showed up after everything was said and done.
Hey, watch it! We're out here saving lives!
Yes, I know, but do you want me to catch up to this woman or not? Yes, one of the victims said as he lowered the oxygen mask from his slightly wrinkled face. What do you want to know?
Tell us what happened.
Norma said. So, Honeybee walks into the bar, and at first everyone's kind of nervous. The man said, and then inhaled another gulp of oxygen. But she puts some music on and starts to sway her hips all sexy and everything. And pretty soon, everybody falls under her spell, right? But not you? Oh, I'm gay, so that shit doesn't affect me quite the same way, you know? Anyway, so after a few minutes, it's pretty easy to see how many people are falling for her. But by the time I start moving toward the door, she's got people blocking the doors.
So she was trying to trap you all inside. You're lucky you got out then.
How exactly did you get out? Well, the man said after he swallowed another mouthful of oxygen. She had some more of her little mind-controlled people attack the bartender and take all the vodka. She said she wanted to buy everybody around, but obviously that was bullshit. Let me guess. Honeybee used the vodka as a quick fire starter and then just left as the place went up into flames.
Yep, that's about the gist of it.
The man said with a nod.
She took most of her mind-controlled saps with her, but a few of the... well, they didn't make it out in time.
Ugh, that's fucked up. So she uses her stinger or her pheromones to make them all crazy for her, so they'll do anything for her, but then she just leaves them to die like that?
They don't call her a supervillain for no reason, I said with a shrug. She just uses them, and then the moment they're no longer useful to her, she ditches them.
I'll be glad to get rid of her.
So, did you see where she went? I asked, and then glanced at the other people who had drifted over to join us. Or did she say anything about where she was headed next?
I think she was headed to some hotel on the other side of town,
one of the paramedics said.
One of the victims over there kept saying something about bees at the Holiday Hotel right before she lost consciousness.
That sounds more like a smoke-induced hallucination than a clue.
No, she went to try her hand at some pool. There's a pool joint 2 blocks over from here, and I heard her talk about it before she left.
I think she just wanted to hit another bar,
a firefighter said.
I wish we had some way to track her so we could stop her before she sets fire to a whole city block.
But nobody actually saw her leave, or saw her head in any particular direction? The small crowd around us all shook their heads or murmured no, like they had just been caught with their hands in the cookie jar. So I rolled my eyes inside my helmet and then finally nodded. Well, you've all been helpful, I said, and started to push through the crowd.
Will you stop her?
One of the paramedics called after us.
Oh, the evil genius always gets his target,
Norma said, and then she took my arm and hurried me away from the crowd. What are you, my personal hype woman? I smirked, once we were out of earshot. My mousy assistant dropped my arm and put her head down as she continued to move forward.
No, it's just... You know how people are. They would have kept pestering you with questions, and I know we don't have time for that shit.
You're always looking after me, aren't you?
I know you can look after yourself. It's not like that. I just wanted to be... I don't know.
Helpful?
Well, yeah. Anyway, can we please talk about something else?
Yeah, we can talk about something else. Like, maybe the way that you grabbed my arm just now and pulled me close enough that I could smell your perfume? Is that the new scent I gave you for your last birthday?
What?
Norma stopped mid-stride, but then put her head down and kept going.
I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe, okay, yes.
Well, it's a good scent for you. I said, because it really was. Norma usually bought whatever cheap, watered-down spray was on sale at the retail counter beside the frumpy skirts that she bought, so she always ended up smelling like the stale air of an indoor mall. So for her last birthday, I had given her an actual real perfume that made her smell like lavender and honey. And I had noticed that my assistant had slowly started to wear it more and more as she got more comfortable with the idea that someone might notice her. Or that if she did something to bring attention to herself, that wasn't such a bad thing.
Yeah.
Norma swallowed.
I actually meant that maybe we can talk about something like how we're going to track down honeybees since apparently nobody fucking saw anything or something along those lines.
Don't worry. I'm only teasing. And I've got honeybee covered. Oh, Eileen?
Yes, creator?
My AI assistant immediately responded into my earpiece. I need you to scan Greyville's CCTV footage. We're at a bar on High Street, and I don't think honeybee is far away. But I need you to get eyes on her.
Of course.
Eileen said. Limit your search to a 5-block radius at first, and then if you don't find anything, you can expand out from there.
Have you found Hyena and Mira?
Yes. They are dead.
My robotic assistant said.
I am driving Dynamo and myself back to the mansion.
Nicely done. I assume there were no problems?
Not at all. Eileen was amazing. You should have seen her, Miles. She really is perfect.
Well, of course she is, I said with a smirk. I designed her, didn't I?
I found Honeybee.
Eileen announced.
She seems to want to be found.
Why do you say that?
Because she is standing in front of the security camera outside a bar and waving at it.
My robotic assistant replied. Which bar?
Patches.
Eileen said.
It is on Chestnut Street.
That's only 2 blocks from here. I knew that she wanted us to catch up to her.
Do you need any help, Miles?
No, you two go ahead back to the mansion. I want you to keep an eye on things there, in case the maniac throws any other surprises our way.
We will. You two, be careful.
As soon as our comms went silent, I took the next left down a narrow alley. Norma followed right along after me. And after we took one more side road as a shortcut, we came out onto Chestnut Street itself. I poked my head around the corner before we just started to walk down the middle of the street, and I instantly ducked back into the alley. The bar was 2 dozen yards down the road, and Honeybee was still outside as she gazed up at the CCTV.
So, what's the plan?
Well, our suits will keep her stinger from affecting us, and I made sure to modify my helmet and your mask so they should filter out her pheromones. I'm sure she'll go inside as soon as she sees us coming, because she'll want to be completely surrounded by her drones.
So we knock all her drones unconscious, or get them out of the way somehow, and then we just have to take her on alone?
Exactly. The files on her all said that she was strong, but she doesn't have a lot of speed on her side, so we should be able to eliminate her pretty quickly.
What about the drones? Once we kill her, will they, die or something?
No. They should go back to normal once she's dead. Her mind control doesn't work like the nanobots worked for Mayhem. She has to actually be alive to continue sending signals to their brains. So, if she's dead, then they'll be free. Theoretically, anyway.
Sounds good to me.
Then let's go kick some ass, I said with a grin. We turned around the corner and immediately started toward Patches. As soon as Honeybee heard us coming, she pivoted to face us and then smiled. Like we were bringing her a present. Once I saw her fully, I knew it was a damn good thing that I had modified my helmet to filter out her pheromones, because Honeybee was a fucking knockout. She was dressed fully on theme with her name, so she wore a black and yellow striped leotard, along with black thigh-high stockings and yellow stiletto heels. Her blonde hair was carefully coiffed in little waves, and there was a stinger attached to the back of her costume, right in the middle of her thick ass. Honeybee gave us both a little wave, and then she darted inside the dive bar. Of course, I knew that the CD bar would be goddamn full of her little mind-controlled worker bees, but that didn't stop me from following after her. She might want us to follow her because she thought that she could surprise and trap us, but for me, it just meant that we could keep her confined to one area, and that would make it a little easier to bring her down.
Ugh, I wish she didn't seem so confident.
Norma sighed as we approached the door of the bar.
She's only confident because she doesn't know who she's dealing with. Just give her a minute, and she'll start to sing a different tune.
You mean hum a different tune? You know, like how bees hum?
Oh, Norma. The next thing I know, you'll run in and tell our target to buzz off.
Okay, fine. I'll take it back all to the drawing board. Happy now?
I will be, once we take care of Honeybee. Do you have a grenade ready? Norma smiled and raised her left hand to show me the grenade that she had already pulled out from one of the pouches on her vest. She wiggled it back and forth, reached her right hand to pull the trigger out, and then stepped forward as I flung open the door of the bar for her. Before we even looked to see what was inside, Norma threw the flashbang inside, and I immediately slammed the door shut again to protect us from the blast. I held up my fingers for the countdown, and 3 seconds later, the grenade detonated. Light flashed from underneath the door, and there was a loud crack like thunder from inside the bar. But then everything fell silent. The grenade was just a flashbang, so even though it might cause somebody a concussion or a little bit of hearing loss, it shouldn't be enough to kill any of the mind-controlled drones inside. Instead, it should be just enough to make them go blind for at least 5 seconds. Plus, the noise of it should make them temporarily deaf and definitely disoriented. And that meant it was the perfect time for us to strike. "Now!" I shouted. Norma and I burst through the door and assessed the scene as quickly as we could. The lights were still on inside patches, but from the way that everyone staggered and reeled about, it seemed like the whole bar was pitch dark. There were a few people behind the bar counter, and as they stumbled about, they knocked one bottle of alcohol after another off the shelf. There were about a dozen people scattered around the rest of the bar. But since everyone was so disoriented, it was impossible to tell who was mind-controlled and who just had some shitty fucking luck. At first, I didn't see Honeybee anywhere, so I glanced at Norma to see if she had caught sight of our target. But Norma didn't meet my gaze, since instead, she was too busy looking up at the rickety chandelier just above our heads. As soon as I followed her gaze, of course, I saw why. Honeybee must have launched herself into the air the moment that the grenade rolled through the door, so now she clung to the chandelier as it swayed back and forth under her weight. Her once perfectly coiffed hair was a mess, and she had a slight smear of red lipstick at the corner of her mouth.
"That wasn't very fair, was it?"
Honeybee demanded as she glared down at us. "Ho, ho, ho, I don't play fair, sweetheart. I just play to win."
"How did that flashbang not affect her?" "Oh, it did. But unlike my poor little drones, I can recover from such tricks quite quickly. Let's see if you can recover from this,"
Norma said as she flung a shuriken up toward the bee-themed supervillain. Honeybee didn't jump off the chandelier to avoid the flying blade like I thought she might. Instead, she just threw all of her weight against the cable that suspended it from the ceiling, so she made it rock forward out of the path of the shuriken. Then, as the chandelier swung back in the other direction, the blonde supervillain jerked on the cable a little harder until it ripped right out of the ceiling, and then started to crash down toward Norma. I pushed my mousy assistant out of the way, and as she dove into a roll to get completely clear of the chandelier, I used the thrusters in my boots to propel me up toward Honeybee. If she thought that she could use the chandelier as a distraction to get away, then she clearly hadn't counted on the fact that I could jump damn near all the way up to the ceiling with my supersuit. As soon as I reached the same height as Honeybee, I grabbed a handful of her coiffed blonde hair and then let both of us crash down to the floor on the other side of the falling chandelier. The light fixture smashed against the floor of the bar a second later, but I ignored the spray of shattered glass and focused all my attention on the curvy blonde that I had just brought to the ground. She instantly started to wriggle her ass up against me, where we laid on the floor. But I just grinned at the fact that she didn't know her stinger wouldn't be able to penetrate through my suit. I started to bring my palm blaster up toward her head, but before I could fire it, she jammed her elbow back into my throat armor with a surprising amount of force, so I had to roll away to recover. I felt a stab of pain in my throat. But it didn't feel like she had done any permanent damage, so I rolled to my feet at the same time she did. At first, we circled each other like wild animals who were about to either fuck or kill each other.
But then Norma hopped to her feet again behind Honeybee, so we started to close in on the supervillain from both sides. But just as I was about to give Norma the signal, the drones all around the bar began to recover from the effects of the flashbang. They all staggered toward us like zombies. But as they took a few more steps forward, their footing grew more solid.
Kill them!
Honeybee growled at her worker bee drones. The mind-controlled humans snarled and grabbed whatever kind of weapons they could find. So, some of them grabbed beer bottles and broke them open, while others ripped off chair legs or lifted whole bar stools into the air to come after us. Well, her pheromones must have been even stronger than I thought. You take the drones, I'll deal with Honeybee.
You got it, boss.
My assistant replied, and then she spun away with one of her collapsible batons in hand. Norma would definitely be able to break some bones with that baton if she needed to, but she probably wouldn't kill anybody. So, it was a good weapon of choice. As she began to herd the drones away from me, I trusted that she could handle herself, so I turned back to figure out Honeybee's weakness. The blonde supervillain smiled at me, but with the long smear of lipstick at the corner of her mouth, it made her look creepy instead of sexy. She tried to sway her hips as she walked back toward me, as if that would suddenly make me forget why I was here. But when all the drones started to moan, I realized that she was also sending another wave of pheromones into the air. "You're gonna have to move a little faster," I told Norma as I eyed the people behind the bar. "Looks like she's infected just about everybody in here."
"Except for you two. Now tell me, why would that be? What makes you so special?"
"Well, maybe if you come a little closer, then I can show you."
"Oh, but that would ruin all the fun foreplay that we're about to have." "Did you like the trail of chaos that I left for you?"
"Well, I certainly appreciated that I knew where to find you."
"Oh, I'm so glad. He was quite clear that I ought to..." "Oh!" "But I guess I shouldn't say that and ruin your next surprise."
"Who was quite clear about what?" I demanded, as I tried to slowly bring my arms up so that I could fire my palm blasters the moment her guard was down. "The maniac?"
"Oh, don't go and spoil everything by trying to kill me,"
Honeybee said as she grabbed a table and raised it over her head like it was nothing. "Is this part of your idea about foreplay?" I glanced up at the table.
"No. This is me trying to stay alive long enough to deliver my message."
"Your message from the maniac?"
"Maybe,"
Honeybee said, and then with a wink, she threw the whole table at me. I activated my thrusters again and propelled myself a few feet up into the air, just as the table crashed into the bar behind me. It splintered apart, but I didn't pause long enough to look at the damage. Instead, I let myself fall back to the ground at the same time I fired one of the tasers in my elbow at the supervillain. Honeybee grabbed one of her mind-controlled drones and whipped him in front of herself, so the taser electrocuted him instead of her. As the drone fell to the floor in convulsions, I glanced at Norma to see what was taking her so long. "A little faster, Norma."
"Working on it,"
my assistant called as she kicked one of the worker bees in the chest, so he fell backward into a storage closet. There were already half a dozen other mind-controlled civilians inside the closet, but no more of them would fit, so Norma slammed the door shut and propped a chair in front of it so they couldn't break it open.
"Oh, that was a close one."
Honeybee snickered as she kicked the electrocuted drone on the floor.
"But you'll have to try again, handsome."
"Well, next time I'll make sure you don't drag somebody else into the middle of a fight that should just be between the two of us."
"Committing to me already, are you? Oh, I'm not really a one-man kind of woman, but for you."
"And I'm not really a one-woman kind of man," I said as I looked over to see Norma's progress with the rest of the drones. As annoyed as I was by all the civilians that we had to be careful not to kill, I also wanted to make sure that Honeybee couldn't use anyone else to deflect anything that I threw at her. If I didn't watch out, I might use my palm blaster on her and accidentally burn a hole through some poor mind-controlled asshole's skull. While Honeybee and I continued to circle each other, I saw that Norma was making good progress with the rest of the people in the bar. She had hog-tied a few of them, like she was some kind of cattle rancher, and there were a few others who just looked like they were knocked out cold on the floor of the bar. So,
Between the unconscious or tied-up civilians and the ones who were now stuck inside the closet, there were only about 5 drones left that Norma still needed to round up.
Now, don't you want to let me affect you?
Honey Bee pouted.
Don't you want to know what you're missing out on?
No thanks, I said, and then I sprang forward with my fist aimed squarely at the supervillain's jaw. Even though I landed my fist right on her chin, Honeybee's head just rocked back for a second before she brought her own fist up to slam into my stomach. We both separated long enough to recover our breaths, and then Honeybee crashed into me again, but this time she was able to slam her whole body into my shoulder. I stumbled backward, but immediately reached out to grab her by the waist of her black and yellow leotard, so I pulled her back with me, and we both fell against the bar. I threw her to the ground, but she caught herself on my arm before she smacked into the splintered table on the floor. Oh, Honey Bee was definitely strong. Not as strong as Dynamo, but maybe 3/4 without the speed of my girlfriend. If I could just get the right angle, I could take the blonde out with my blasters, but Honey Bee was so fucking strong, so I knew that I couldn't afford to let my guard down for even a second. Otherwise, she might sucker punch me to the throat, and this time, she might actually break something. I'd have to work on adding something to my suit that might be able to protect my neck better, like a gorget or a bever. It would have to be a certain kind of material, of course, so I would still keep my full range of motion, and that meant I would have to use a slightly different polymer than I might... Oh, shit, Miles, I needed to focus. Honeybee still had a grip on my arm, so she jerked me forward like she was going to try to spin me around and then slam me into the bar again. I let her spin me into a half circle, but then just as she started to really gain traction, I used my momentum to ram my knee into her stomach instead. She spluttered and reached out for a broken beer bottle, but my armored forearm easily blocked her next blow. The blonde supervillain swore, bounded over the bar counter, and then spun back around, with the protection of the bar between me and her.
He said you were good. He said that I should take you alive, but that he really wanted me to take the black-haired superheroine Dynamo, right? I guess she didn't come to play today.
Guess not. I growled at the idea that the maniac had been thinking about Elizabeth at all.
Oh, then he's gonna be really disappointed. Still, maybe I can make him forget about Dynamo.
Was that it? Was that the whole message? That the maniac wants me and Dynamo? That's not really news to me, you know.
He just wants you to know that he's coming, and that you have...
Honeybee trailed off as she glanced at a clock on the wall.
That you have less than 36 hours.
Then, the blonde supervillain dropped down behind the bar. When she popped back up a second later, she had a lighter in one hand and an open vodka bottle in the other. You're kind of a one-trick wonder, aren't you? I smirked. And when you can't get your way with mind control, you're just shit out of luck. Or am I wrong?
I am not!
But she never got to finish telling me what she was. Instead, I fired my palm blaster straight at her throat, and it burned through all her muscles and blood vessels until her head suddenly fell off to the side. And then, a second later, her body collapsed and followed her head down to the ground behind the bar. I jumped over the counter, just to make sure that Honeybee didn't have some kind of surprise regenerative ability. But the supervillain laid completely still, as her blood spilled out into her coiffed blonde hair. When I was sure that she was permanently put down, I turned back to face the rest of the bar, and saw that Norma had some civilian asshole in an MMA chokehold.
Is she dead?
Yep. Let him go and see what happens.
But he's still fighting me.
Well, probably because you're choking him.
Oh, fair enough.
Norma said, and then released her hold on the man. He stumbled away and pawed at his throat, but when he finally stood upright again, he didn't instantly try to attack my assistant again. The other conscious drones all suddenly blinked and looked around themselves like they couldn't quite remember where they were. And all sounds of struggle from inside the closet fell silent. I think you can let them out now. Her effects on them should be gone, now that she's dead.
I can't believe how quickly you took her out.
My assistant replied as she pushed her glasses up her nose beneath her mask. See, and I thought that it took me longer than I had expected. Well, she was quite strong, but more of a lover than a fighter, so I don't think she really knew what to do with me when her pheromones didn't work on us.
Well, she wasn't that much of a lover.
Norma grumbled as she kicked the chair away from the closet and opened the door.
She did kill those people in the fire on High Street, and who knows how many others.
The people that Norma had trapped inside the closet all stumbled out like they had just woken up from a fucking coma. But nobody looked permanently damaged, so I nodded to the door. Well, let's get out of here before we have to play nursemaid to all these civilians.
What about the ones that I tied up?
Just leave them. We'll call the paramedics in, and they can take it from there. As we hurried toward the bar exit, I told Eileen to call in emergency responders to Patches, and when she said that they were already on their way, I slipped out the door with Norma as fast as possible. The former drones in the bar all looked like they were about to have a fuck ton of questions, and I didn't want any part of that. I had done my job, and now it was time for someone else to do theirs. Besides, I had other things on my plate at the moment, and that included figuring out what the maniac's goddamn master plan was. I knew he had one, and it clearly involved Dynamo in some way, but that was probably just because he knew how close she was to me. After all, I had taken the closest person in his life away from him when I killed the Shadow Knight, so I was sure that the maniac had some sick sort of vengeance in mind. That was the whole reason that he was playing this game with me. Just like it was the whole reason that he kept recruiting supervillains to attack Greyville and keep me busy. But if he thought that he would wear me out or make me let my guard down, well, he clearly didn't understand the game that we were playing, and he wouldn't understand it. Right up until the moment that I finally killed him.